A new documentary looks at the life and legacy of Springdale, Pennsylvania native and writer Rachel Carson. The upcoming American Experience film on PBS puts Carson's contribution to the modern environmental movement into perspective, starting with the use of the pesticide DDT to kill the lice that transmit typhus.
It was considered to be a miracle substance in that it saved hundreds of thousands of lives.
By the middle of 1944, Time magazine had pronounced DDT one of the great scientific discoveries of World War II. To Reader's Digest, Rachel Carson was offering a new angle, a piece exploring DDT's potential to cause collateral damage to wildlife.
Reader's Digest didn't take the article, but Carson went on to detail the dangerous and long-term effects of the indiscriminate use of pesticides like DDT in her groundbreaking book, Silent Spring. I talked with William Souder, a Carson biographer who appears in the documentary, about Rachel Carson's life, work, and fame. In Pittsburgh, there's a Rachel Carson Bridge, school environmental programs are named for her. But before all of that, she was a best-selling author of books on nature, specifically the ocean. In the American Experience documentary, you call her second book in the ocean series not just information, but revelation. Why did you use that word?
It's hard to appreciate this now, you know, more than half a century on, but in the middle of the 20th century, most people knew very little about the oceans. This is before Jacques Cousteau and the Discovery Channel and National Geographic on cable. And so what happened in the ocean beyond the near shore by the beach was largely unknown to people. So when Carson published The Sea Around Us in 1951, she essentially distilled all this new scientific information about the ocean into a story besotted with the living world that examined everything that went on in the ocean, currents and waves and the formation of islands and the interaction between the ocean and the climate. And it was done in a way that made all of this new knowledge accessible to the average person. This was Carson's great talent. She could translate technical themes and complex issues into not just plain English, but really kind of poetic, lyrical English that everyone loved reading. The Sea Around Us was enormously popular. It was on the bestseller list for many, many weeks and translated and published all around the world. When Silent Spring came out, a big part of its impact was that the sheer shock value that this angry polemic had come from Rachel Carson.
Yeah, Carson went out on a limb with her fourth book, Silent Spring. She had been reading scientific accounts of the impacts of the pesticide DDT on birds and fish. It worried her, it weighed on her. Is it possible to overstate the influence Silent Spring had on the public and later the government?
Well, I don't think so, because Silent Spring really is the watershed moment in American history where we began to talk about the environment in a totally different way, and where for the first time, we really begin to consider how the government can become involved in regulating industry and business and in ensuring the protection of the environment and natural resources in ways that had never happened before. Silent Spring really initiates that conversation. It also initiates the fight that we have over the environment to this day. When people chose up sides over Silent Spring, and it was a very controversial book, they did so in a way that kind of pushed Rachel Carson and people who were worried about the environment and worried about the indiscriminate use of chemicals and chemical contaminants to the kind of far left side of the political spectrum. On the other side of the spectrum, of course, you had the chemical manufacturers and industry, and their many very powerful allies in the government. And those are essentially the same teams we have today, if you will, that argue over environmental matters. And I think if Rachel Carson were alive today, she would look at the argument we're having over climate change and see that, one, that she would be frustrated by the futility of conveying scientific fact easily and readily to people and have them believe it. But she would also recognize the two sides on either end of the argument as being exactly the same two sides that formed around the response to Silent Spring.
There's a lot of talk right now in politics and the media about the role of science. You know, are scientists trusted by the public? So I'm wondering, how was science viewed during Carson's lifetime, and is it different today?
One of the points that I think the documentary makes really nicely is that the 1950s and early 1960s were a time of great technological growth and advancement and a profound belief that technology could answer the problems and ills and challenges of humankind. And so I think science and engineering were revered professions, and I think people in general believed in science in a way then that they don't necessarily today, even though we live, you know, surrounded by technology every day. We all carry advanced technology around in our pockets now. And yet, we sometimes continue to doubt what science is telling us about different issues if we find them to be inconvenient or politically difficult to swallow.
You know, the documentary points out that at the time, Carson's expertise, biology, was portrayed as almost pseudoscience, while nuclear and chemical fields were viewed as more legitimate science.
You know, you raise a really interesting point. Rachel Carson was kind of two minds about science. She was trained as a biologist and a zoologist, and so she had great respect for natural history and biology. She was also, though, very wary about human hubris, about our tendency to overdo it, to forge ahead without thinking. And so she was greatly distressed by technological breakthroughs that just kind of proceeded without any careful consideration about whether it was wise to go forward in that direction or not. She was certainly concerned about all the technologies that could be used for warfare. But I can assure you that she did believe in the scientific method, and she believed that a fact was a fact and that science was the ultimate truth. And she would be, I think, disturbed today to find those concepts under attack. Of course, we live in a time when if science is right, we confront the greatest environmental challenge we ever have in climate change. And so as the person who made us aware that we had a planet to take care of in a much more aggressive way than we had before, I think Carson will be viewed as sort of the godmother of the environmental movement and the person who told us to stop and slow down and be careful and think about what we're doing because it could have consequences. And as we continue to see the mounting consequences of climate change, I'm sure that she will be she'll be seen in that way even more widely.
She could have written a great book about climate change.
She could have. I sometimes tell people when I'm talking about the book that if you took Silent Spring and replaced pesticides in it with climate change, it wouldn't make total sense, but it would make a lot of sense. Absolutely. And people always wonder if there'll ever be another Rachel Carson. I doubt it. We live in very different times. The media, and she would have been a part of the media, the print media, is under assault and duress. We see that every day now. So it would be difficult to find someone who could have the same impact as Rachel Carson did now. And maybe that will make her legacy that much stronger.
Well, thank you so much for talking with me.
Kara, thank you. It's been a pleasure.
William Souder is the author of On a Farther Shore, The Life and Legacy of Rachel Carson. He's featured in the new PBS American Experience documentary, Rachel Carson, which premieres nationwide on January 24th. There's a preview clip at our website, alleghenyfront.org. This is The Allegheny Front. I'm Kara Holsapple.